This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Very excited to have with us in the studio this morning a man who is getting set to release a Christmas album and a bunch of other great stuff as well. It's Chris Sebastian. Good morning.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Chris, excited about the new Christmas album, but have you told Michael Bublé about this?
I haven't got his permission. So.
Oh, wait, you're just going to release
it? I'm expecting a phone call soon. With a little bit of displeasure.
He is the gatekeeper of Christmas music.
It was either him or Mariah Carey. And
She's retired.
Good.
She's like the godmother of Christmas music.
I think if I hear All I Want for Christmas one more time, I'm going to hate Christmas forever. Not celebrating. No presents, kids, not.
Shut it down.
Nieces and nephews aren't getting gifts. That's it.
Yeah, it's done. Fair
enough. Moving on to Easter.
Exactly.
Now, you've been working and dreaming and singing and writing for a very, very long time. Can you take us back to when you were just young and the dream and how it's taken a while to really to reach that dream?
Yeah. Well, it's such a process and I get distracted a lot by sport. So for me, it's like for 5 minutes, I want to be a pro golfer. And then I'm like, wait, no, I'm a muser. I gotta remember that. And then I'll go back to writing music. But it's been such a long process. But I feel really, really comfortable with where I'm at now. And it feels like I'm in a really good place. So excited for 2019 for sure.
Yeah, that's great.
I love your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
There's a cover on there that you do of the Chainsmokers one. I think it's really good. Like I really appreciate the purity of your voice.
Thanks,
and
man.
The ability for you to kind of, you know, pull in these new pop songs and do your own spin on them.
Yeah.
What can we expect on the, you know, the new album?
It's for anyone that's heard my last like projects, it was a very acoustic sort of quite an organic record. This new one is the polar opposite.
So, right.
I don't know whether it's inspiration from working with the Peking Duck guys, but it's much more an electronic pop record. So I'm actually super excited. It's different. I'm used to sort of playing on stage and now these new songs are quite electronic and I'm on stage going, I don't know how to play this song. Like it's not really a guitar thing, but I'm really looking forward to it.
So wall-to-wall bangers, basically.
I hope so. That's the that's the dream. It's the dream.
Now, I heard a rumour that after your brother Guy won Australian Idol that you were approached by Australian Idol to come on the show, but you said no.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mentioned that time of the huge popularity of the show. That was a big move.
Especially in Adelaide. It was, I'd love to say it was all my decision, but Mum and Dad were quite instrumental in that. You have to finish school, you've got to do it. It was that whole conversation that we had. It was partly my decision, but it was mostly Mum and Dad too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's good.
You got a new single on the way.
Yeah.
I Found You.
That's it.
Can you tell us a little bit of the backstory of that song?
This is my favorite story of any song that I've ever written. I did this track and not often will I produce a track and have all the instrumentation done and then write to it. I would typically write and record everything at the same time, but I was doing this track and I had this feeling about it and it was such a cool sort of pop thing. And I was like, hang on a sec. I've been writing pop stuff and commercial stuff for so long. When's the last time I sat down and just did something for God? And that's where this came from. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to strip everything back. I took all the drums out. I took the bass, took the guitar. It was just piano and strings at the time. And I went, you know what? I'm just going to write a song, not a worship song, but a song of worship from me to God. It was never to be released. It was never to be, you know, a public thing. It was literally just like, all right, I'm really proud of this piece of work, but I'm not going to put it on a record. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm going to just make it about God. And I did that. And so I wrote this song wrote it in a night and was so happy with it. I ended up emailing it to a producer friend of mine who's not like a Christian dude. He was just a really good friend who's a great producer. And he goes, man, you have to release this. This is, whether it's, you know, whether you intended to or not, this is beautiful and it needs to be heard. And hearing that from someone who hasn't really got a, you know, like a relationship with God, it was a really big moment for me. So I was like, you know what? All right, maybe this is what it was intended to be in the first place. So that's where it was birthed. And so me and him got together and we produced the song and now I'm stoked with it and I'm really excited for people to hear it.
Can we talk a little bit about that faith journey? Because I think... you know, as we get slightly older, I mean, obviously you, I, and Sam are now
late 20s.
Still cool. But, you know, on that faith journey, a lot of times we hit, you know, some challenges within the church. And the shine and the joy of the church is sometimes challenged, you know, because you realize that it's filled with a bunch of broken people.
Absolutely.
I had a chance to hear a little bit of the demo, and I feel like you kind of get a sense of that there's some... I have a love for the church, but I'm also aware it's a broken thing.
100%. And I mean, I don't have a tragic backstory. I didn't go away from God and do a bunch of bad things. I'm grateful for that. I don't have that kind of story. But what I do have is a typical relationship that has ups and downs. And for me, and in the process of writing that song, it was almost like I refound God, but in a different way. Not that I'd gone away or done anything like that. It was like hang on, he is everything.
Yeah.
Like I actually don't need to worry about my source or my supply. I don't need to worry about my future because I don't know what it holds, but I know who's holding it. And that was kind of the realization and the purpose behind that song was that I wasn't finding God for the first time. I was almost refinding him and rediscovering his grace and rediscovering his love. And that was the song. And that's how it was sort of birthed.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing music for a while now. What would you say is perhaps the most joyful thing, part of your career?
Okay. Honestly, performing. That's one of my favorite things in the world to do. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't bring me the most joy. I think, recording and all that is really fun, but actually being on stage and being able to see people's responses and that's probably the best part for sure.
You just finished touring with Peking Duck.
Yeah, for a new one coming up really soon.
Okay. I'm given blue skies here. All the acts, dead or alive, who would you like to tour with?
Oh, that's so huge. I just saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Queen.
And I have to say Queen.
Mm.
It's intense. Like, that's just one of the most epic stories I've ever seen. And not only that, it's to sing alongside Freddie would be pretty amazing.
Incredible voice.
Yeah.
Who would you be most scared to open for?
Oh, probably Stevie Wonder.
That's
he's like a full-on music critic.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like, I've heard of people that have, like, sung before him, and he's just been like, you're crap.
Get off the stage.
We're done. I don't want you to open my show anymore. Mm. No, I've heard he can be pretty brutal, but I've also heard he can be a massive fan. There's a guy called Mario. He sings that song, Let Me Love You.
Yeah.
He played a show before Stevie, and Stevie apparently lost his mind and is now, like, his biggest fan. So
right.
Stevie Wonder would be most terrified.
We are in December.
Yeah.
You are working towards making a Christmas album before Christmas. What do you love about Christmas?
Would I be a jerk if I said the music?
No.
I love Christmas carols.
It's great.
I think of all the gigs throughout the year, they're the ones I look forward to the most. They're the most fun. It's just everyone's like jolly and happy and it's all, you don't have to worry. You're not sort of, it's not as much a performance as much as it is a sort of like you're there to just be singing with people as opposed to for people. I love that.
There's a divide in the studio, Chris. Those who love Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, no.
Those who hate Little Drummer Boy.
Can you guess who's who?
Who hate? I reckon you might hate it.
Wrong.
Really?
It's me. Yeah, not a fan.
I'm with you.
Good.
I don't like the song.
Great. Why don't you like it?
I just think it's dumb. It'd be different if it was like super catchy and there was these real like innovative lyrics, but it's just dumb.
Yeah, parumpa pum pum doesn't. Yeah. It gets old very quickly.
Yeah, it's like cheesy but not cool. You know how like you can have a cheesy Christmas carol, be like, no, it's Christmas, it's all good. That's not cool enough to cross that threshold.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just
right.
Crap.
There it is. Mary's just put baby Jesus to sleep in the manger, and in walks the Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah,
and plays the drums.
Yeah.
Boom. Jesus wakes up.
Baby's
like, what's going
sleep.
On there?
It's just come out.
Like, what's happening?
Just wants to chill.
So true.
Woken up.
That's it. That's why. Okay. I'm glad that we agree.
Good.
There you go.
Good.
Can I perform with you now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Great.
On the album. Done.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Just not that song.
No. Never. Well, Chris, we're so excited about the fact that that you've got this brand new song, I Found You, and you've got a special thing to tell our listeners.
Yeah, I'm actually going to. So the very original version, before the production, before any of the sort of bells and whistles, is this piano and string version that I put together. And so I'm going to have that as a free download on my website. And as soon as we're done here, you can jump on and grab that.
How good is that?
Be on there.
So good.
ChrisSebastian.com.au. Find it now. You've got a Christmas album coming out really soon.
Yeah.
But another treat, you're going to perform I Found You for us right now.
I am.
On your keyboard.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Sebastian.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.